Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, tuned in. New episode, Advice from a Fuckboy. Clint Coley, Bianca Moss.
Here.
You know what? Y'all been sharing this podcast. I know you have, because like random people just be in my DM now asking me questions and shit. And there's nothing wrong with that. We actually ask for it. We appreciate that. But and you know what? Keep sharing the podcast, because the more you share, the more CPMs the podcast makes, which means the more money it makes.
I don't even know what that means.
It doesn't matter. Their support, the more listens, the better the check. Bottom line.
Word.
So, but yes. Just thank you. Got an update.
What's the update?
I'm telling y'all first. Because the podcast comes out on Friday, I have not put out the flyer. Bianca, I'm actually going to text it to you as I talk about it in a second. Hey, y'all, we're going to get to the episode. Just bear with us. Because this is good. This is good information if you live in Atlanta. If you live in Atlanta, wristbands only, Friday, March 8th at 9 p.m., Westside Motor Lounge. Now, Google that spot because I was very impressed with what I saw. Like, it's a really nice spot. You know what I'm saying? But me, Case, we are going to be, and my guy, DJ Sean Fallon, we're going to be there, wristbands only, that night. That's going to be a fun night. Now, I couldn't do free, because I said it was free, but it's only $5. It's $5. $5, that's free, if you ask me. Would you agree with that?
And you know what? Since I am such a fan of this part, like, honestly, I'm trying to figure out if there's a way for me to slide through Atlanta for the night. I have family coming the morning of the night, but I'm still trying to see if there is a way for me to come. But neither here nor there. For the first 10 people that slide in my DM and say, Bianca, what's up? I will pay for your ticket for you to go to wristbands only.
Damn.
First 10 people.
And it's $5. That's another thing. Just keep remembering that. So she's willing to donate $50 to the cause to give out 10 tickets. You have no excuse not to be there.
Word. And listen, it's one ticket per person. Don't be talking about, oh yeah, what up, Bianca? Let me get 10. No, you get one.
You get one. Exactly.
Have your friends buy the ones.
And have your friends buy the other one. That's fair. Or you pay for your friend's one.
Whatever. It's $5. Like, it's you can't even get Starbucks for $5.
Me and Case, though. That's the thing. Like, you know, my man, I'm going to throw his shit on. Oh, yeah.
Listen, not you having this man perform for off. Free.
You old nigga. Anyway. Okay, let's get to the episode. Let's talk.
Yes.
So, I don't want to say this is our show, right? I can't officially say that because I can't. Yeah. I'm not supposed to watch it without Alicia. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did, and I'm gonna act like I did watch it. I'm gonna act like I did watch it. But
Alicia, if should you ever know that this happened, I have nothing to do with this.
No. I only did it for the podcast. I made a choice. Bianca held me accountable. Did not want me to make said choice, but I did. I'm okay with that. I'll stand on it. And that's cool.
Stand on business.
I'm going to stand on it. I'm wrong.
Dead ass.
But it's for the better. It makes a better episode. Anyway. So we all we all, so I don't know if y'all watched season 6 of Love is Blind. It is out. It's on Netflix right now. It is doing pretty good, like all seasons do. We like the show, and guys, you like it low-key too. But me and Bianca have discussed every season since season 1. We have people we like. We got people we don't like. We have people that we remember. We have people you be like, yo, he was on the show. Then there's people we'll never fucking forget. You know what I'm saying?
Ever.
I think we're here in this season so far. And let's discuss. Bianca, what was it that you wanted to talk about in particular? One of the things when you said nigga, she texted me and said nigga.
I almost broke my television.
Yeah.
Talk I almost broke my television. Because this is nigga Matthew.
Wait, before you start. I'm sorry to cut you off. Spoiler alerts.
Sorry. Oh, yes. If you have not watched Love is Blind episodes 1 through 6 on Netflix, stop the episode. Listen to this later. Because when I tell you I'm not going to hold back, I am not going to hold back. So I'm right now.
So spoiler alert. And if
spoiler alert.
Again, we're going to say it one more time. Press stop on this episode. Go buy wristbands only tickets. Go buy a sweatsuit too. But then come back to this episode and you'll be like, all right, I get what they're saying. Or at least you understand where we're coming from. But we just want to let you know this is a spoiler.
Because there ain't nothing worse.
Because I know you don't like spoilers.
I don't. I get really upset.
So, yeah, you know, like, we Marvel fans. We watch the Marvel movies. Ain't nothing worse than going on Twitter and finding out Thanos killed everybody.
Listen, I will honestly, if I can't get to it on the first day, I just delete all social media apps until I can watch it, because I'd be damned if someone's going to mess it up for me.
That's fair. Okay. Let's talk. Here we go.
Let's talk.
All right.
So episode 1. So I'm going to specifically start by talking about the most egregious, and that was this nigga Matthew. Now, Matthew is in fact not a nigga. This is a white man. He initially comes across very crass, cold. Most people kind of clock him and they're just like, I'm not a fan. He had like these 15 questions and he was like, pick a number, I'll give you a question. And when he was asked to answer the same questions, he was just like, oh, well, I wasn't prepared for
definitely
that.
Or if, off.
Absolutely. Or if a young lady picked a number that had been previously picked, he was like, ah, that was answered a couple times. Why don't you pick something different? Overall, he just wasn't the type of man that most women in those interactions would get past more than 5 minutes, right? But these are special circumstances. Then comes along our girl, AD.
Hold on real quick. Before you go to AD, can I just make one statement
about
Matthew and just in that thing? So when you first like see him, they tell you his name, his age, and what he does. Mm-hmm. Matthew, 36 years old, wealth management.
Yes.
So that should tell you what kind of brain this motherfucker kind of has already, right? Mm-hmm. Like if he's in wealth management, that means that he's very like money is
analytical,
very analytical, right? And it showed in just that part of what you just said, right? Like he's in the wealth management. So yeah, he has a series of 12 questions that he thinks like if she answers it this way, there's a 75% chance of our love happening and she answers it this way, like. Dumb shit like that. Like, you got to omit that kind of shit when it comes to dating and just focus on the person. But I just wanted to point that out. To me, his age and his state of or his work tells a lot about him in this case.
Mm-hmm. Now, to be fair, he was giving me major season 1 Cameron vibes.
Yes,
initially. I will say Cameron in season 1 was more, like even though he was also very analytical and very strategic in his approach, he also had personability, right?
Yes,
that Matthew just does not have.
I agree.
But there were some similarities to draw from, right? And then when AD slid through, bringing that Lauren energy from season 1, it was like, okay, my man softened up.
Mm-hmm.
He became human. We started to root for
definitely
Matthew
rootable.
Because they were just like, yo, like, you know, he's showing more of himself, he's opening up, he's low-key even a little bit funny, he seems to
he
be
was
very
definitely
vulnerable.
A little funny.
Yeah, he seems to be very vulnerable in this moment with AD. Like, we like the Matthew that Matthew is when he's with AD. AD's becoming smitten. You know, my dog is just like, and even like with her, you know, she made it apparent that, you know, she typically doesn't date white men, typically dates black men. She can clearly tell that that is a white man, and she's okay with it. Like,
She's
she's
definitely
okay with
riding
it.
with Bull. She was definitely riding with Bull. And let's not forget, if we're keeping just talking episode one, I text you while I was watching. I'm like, I like this nigga Clay.
Listen.
Clay was smooth. You know, who's this? AD all day? This all day, baby?
To me, that nigga
Off the
he was
rip,
corny.
you know he black. Off the rip.
Yes,
Like,
it
okay,
was clear.
if you said I came in, they called me BM. Oh, baby mama. On some joking shit, but it's like that's a black thing. So he's like, yeah,
Yes.
AD all day. She was, you could tell he was
Right.
black. Definitely tell he was black.
Giggly, giggly. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Giggity fucking giggity.
But episode one, Clay wasn't a fan, and you know we'll get
Well,
to
we'll get
him
to that later.
momentarily. Continuing on with our guy Matthew, though. So AD comes through, he becomes more human. We begin to root for more, all that good jazz, right? AD smitten, you know, she's not only that, but she's going to bat for him with the other women that he clearly rubbed in a very, very wrong way.
Because
You know,
when she said his name, everybody was like, who?
ew, they're
Ew,
like, who?
right?
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
It was immediate ill. It was an immediate ick
Right.
across the room, except for one young lady. So you know they're having very personal conversations, and this is really what pissed me off, is Matthew had made a comment about not wanting to propose without being able to ask AD's father for her hand in marriage. And AD shared that her father had passed away last September.
And both of us have a very, very, very soft spot for that.
1,000%. My father also passed away last September.
Yes.
And you know, and that's a thing for me too. Like, you
Damn,
know,
that's crazy. That's
yeah.
crazy.
And
Damn.
that was a thing for me too, where I was just like, you know, that was something that was always important to me, that whoever I did, you know, whoever I did marry would ask my father. Like, that was important to me. So when he brought that up and then she shared that, I was just like, damn, like, you know, it hit in the heart in a
It hit
type of
home.
way.
Yeah, and then think about it, right? Like, I'm thinking like your dad just passed in this past September, but it was September 2020, and it was the same
2022.
September,
Yeah.
because like when they shot this had to be like around the summertime of 2020, 2023. So damn, same.
Yeah.
That's
And
crazy.
she's from Boston.
And she's from
And she's from
fucking
Boston.
Boston. Yes, that's crazy. That's
So I was just
crazy.
like, listen,
Is that your
like,
sister?
you gotta listen, like,
Is
high
that your
key, I was
sister?
just like,
Like,
do I
that's a
need to
hell
go
of a
check to see if I
coincidence. That's a
right. I'm
hell
like,
of
do
a
I need to go
fucking
check to
coincidence.
see
Yeah, call hey,
if,
AD.
listen, I made a couple phone calls. We're good.
Okay. I made a couple phone calls. We're
Because
good. No, but
my
that's a
father is
hell of a
patient.
coincidence, though. That's a hell of
It
a
is.
coincidence.
It is. It is. Anyways, moving on.
Go ahead.
So, you know, they're having that conversation. He's saying that, you know, if they want to get up and leave right now, that he would follow her and they can go and whatever. Like, they don't have to continue through this process. They can just leave together right now. Like, if she says, let's go, he's going right now. He'll draw a map to her.
He definitely said that. He definitely said that shit. I'll draw a map to you is insane.
Word. So then Annie doesn't even come back in talking her business. Like, she comes in and she's just chilling. It's the other young lady. What
I forget her
Amber?
name, but yeah, she I think it was like Amber. It was Amber.
something.
I think it was
another lady. I believe her name was Amber. But she comes in saying word for word.
Word bar for bar.
Verbatim. The same conversation that she also had with this nasty nigga Matthew.
That's nasty work.
That is like nasty. Literal.
That is nasty work.
And it wasn't even like AB was saying something to somebody else. That person came over, told Amber, then Amber repeated. She came back in with the same level of smit and was just sharing how happy she was. And then you have to watch the light drain out of AB's eyes because she was sitting here really considering that this man might be my one. That's tough. Then I'm willing to go through all the things I'll know I have to go through because we are clearly different people. But if we can meet somewhere in the middle, then this could be magical. All the while, this nigga is a fucking psychopath.
So let's pause there. Let's talk about that act in itself. Saying the same thing from one. This is why, fellas, I'm going to talk to you. This is why women don't be believing 95% of the shit you say. Because Matthew did what a lot of motherfuckers do. Let's call it a spade a spade. He did what a lot of cats do. You got the same line, the same bars for different women. And look, I'm not gonna lie, they be working. They be working. Until save this, he's on national TV. Save that, because we're gonna come back to that bar. But he's on national TV. Telling two different women the same thing. What makes you think that Jessica and Nick, but you get what I'm saying.
Oh, Vanessa.
Yes. You don't think they're going to make sure that is highlighted?
Mm.
And women talk on their own. Girl was just talking about my man.
And she was like, yo, man.
That is how.
Our man.
That's crazy. Same girl.
Yo, diabolical.
That's nasty work. I'm not even gonna lie to you. That's nasty work.
Especially when it came around like the father conversation. And I don't know which conversation he had first. I would hope that he would have had that conversation first with the other girl because her father is still alive.
That's love.
Because if he had that conversation first with AD and then with the up and knowing that, then he is a different type of
that's low.
Just nasty.
That's noodle. Low. That is low. That's that's what women be meaning, fellas, about when I know I made a joke about therapy words and stuff like that, but yo, that's manipulative.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Manipulative. Like, that is literally manipulating a situation that you know is, you know, that you want to go in your favor and it's not natural. That's a manipulative move. That really made me itch because it's like, look, bro, like, yo, the girl told you her pop died, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, have some decency. You know what I mean?
About your shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's like, and then here's the thing. You don't know what answer you're going to get. Like, even if her dad didn't die, you don't know what answer you're going to get about people and their parents. People's parents are on drugs. People's parents are, you know, not here. People's parents are in nursing homes. Like, you don't know what, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know what answer. Everybody's parents ain't your parents. You know what I'm saying? And you get that answer and you just, you use that. That's, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, that was low. That was low. I like, wished, I was happy, or for me, I didn't want him going home. Like, he ain't from around the way. He's going home with nothing. Because niggas from around the way, we ain't doing that. We got a code and my of thing boy is, ethics.
Exactly. Everybody has, everybody plays the game, whether you want to or you don't. Like, right. Everybody plays, but get some rules about your shit. Have some fucking decorum. If you are going to be that
sleazy. Or you're just going to be a player. If you're going to be a player. Because Clay said he was a player.
Have some decorum. Word.
But he wasn't doing that.
Like, there's a difference between being a player or whatever the case may be, and there's a difference between being just a fucking creep.
That's a creep. Yeah, that's a creep move.
And that is a creep move. And, like, honestly, those are things that you really don't, you're not able to come back from.
No, I agree. I was, well, we keep going. I was shocked she gave him another opportunity, right?
And that's the thing about a manipulator, right? Is because even when she went back in to have a conversation and to call him out on his bullshit, he was still being wildly manipulative and trying to make her think that what he did not actually do, or that what he did actually wasn't that bad. And yes, the fuck it was. I'm not one of those people who just throw out the word narcissism and whatever. I'm not even going to label him that. But you have to be very careful who you allow around in your space and what you allow them to do. Like, you know what your reality is. Hold on to that shit. Don't let nobody convince you that what they did to you, they in fact did not. Be reasonable, but also be real.
Right. Right. No, I thoroughly agree.
If I ever see that nigga Matthew...
Yeah, no, I thoroughly agree with everything you just said. I mean, that's, it's, you know, when she gave him another chance, I was like, I prayed, not prayed, but I was just hoping, like, God, please don't let this girl double.
And I don't think her intention initially was to give him another chance. I think it was just to call him out. But then in him talking to her, he began to, like, you know, scramble the juice a little bit. Yeah. And make her believe that, okay, like, maybe what he said, you know, I took it this way, or it meant this, that. And it's like, no. And the only reason my man out here was so distraught is because the other young lady, he actually wanted more.
Right.
And when she found out that he was telling AD the same thing, she left. Mm-hmm. She was just like, oh, no, like, that's the man that I wanted. And knowing now that he is a nutball, I'm just going to leave because I don't even want to play these games anymore.
Right.
And when he found out that she left, this man lost his mind, started speaking in a fucking monologue.
Yeah, he did.
He was pissed. He was sitting here talking about, oh, all of America is watching me break somebody's heart.
Dumb shit.
First of all of America is a stretch. Like,
and then he thought, then he thought all of America was rooting for him. No, we're not.
Not a single one. There's not a single person.
You have zero fans.
Zero friends, zero fans. Like we don't like you.
Real quick, you are almost in the same space of Shake from the Chicago season.
I would honestly, if I had to take the two of them.
I'm taking Shake. He was ass. I mean, he was supreme butt cheeks, but at least he was honest.
He was.
At least he was in some capacity. He was honest. He lied to her, but the truth finally came out. The nigga was lying. But this motherfucker walked off the set lying.
Yes, and will continue to. I am sure that he ran after that other young lady, and I pray that they do not show back up at like a reunion together.
I bet you they will. Because in the Seattle season? That happened
with the dude,
I forget his name. I think his name was Matthew.
No, it wasn't Matthew.
But her name was something crazy like, what the hell was her name?
It was with a B.
But you know what I'm talking about. She was like Armenian.
Because they're pregnant now.
Yeah.
They're pregnant now.
But he found
somebody else.
They went to the resort. She wasn't attracted to him. And he
at
came
all,
back.
Because he's weird looking.
But they figured it out and they got past it, which I guess in a sense it ended up happily. Bliss.
Zach and Bliss. that was that couple. But yeah, so you know, I in that situation, I'm very happy that he did not continue to pursue AD. I'm not now continuing on with AD and the choices that she made.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, and this is the only black couple that we got on this season.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know, there's another half, but
black and half,
black and half. AD, you know, after that situation, she leans more into another connection that she has with this young man named Clay. Clay, I'm sorry. From what I've seen thus far, Clay is a clown.
He gives
when
me,
I think of a corny man,
yeah,
it's not Russell Wilson. It is Clay. That
I
is
would
a
say,
corny
I,
man
he gives
to me.
Corny vibes to me. Absolutely. I think the corny vibe to me was when she was talking about how, you know, the situation with Matt. Now, the first thing he said was, "You talking to me about another man?" I would have said, "What you have going on with that other man, really, is it my business? But, you know, if you want to vent to me, I'm open, but just let you know I'm here to run my race. Something of that effect. That would have been somewhat, no, that's acceptable. Because, I mean, most niggas don't want to hear about another nigga. But he was on some, how could you? Like, he did nothing wrong in the first place. Right? We're going to skip past the fact that he was, because his thing was, it was like, "Yo, I'm apologizing to you. You should accept that." It's like, no, because you came on the show to do an experience about you not seeing or knowing what the person looked like, but you're asking me if I have a fat ass, if I got big
not titties. Asking, demanding. Demanding. He's saying that I'm not getting down on nary a knee unless I have some idea about what you look like.
Yes, and that was corny to me. But I get player vibes from him. That's the vibes I get.
Absolutely.
But when I say player, I don't mean like he did. He just don't. I don't think he wants to be married. I think he wants to find somebody I think he wanted to find a girlfriend, but I don't think he wants to be married.
I honestly don't know what it is exactly that he's looking for from the show. I really don't get a sense either which way, because like on one hand, it's like, yes, he gives there's a few things that he gives off that to me are all just not in the right place for dating, at least not dating me. One, my man's is wildly insecure and needs constant validation.
He does.
Constant. Like that type of need for validation would wear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Wear me out. So that's the one that's just, I don't think is compatible for a successful relationship.
I'm with that.
Second, he does still have that energy of, you know, I'm still like out in these streets.
Yeah.
He gives for the streets energy. He wants to just be like smiley in everybody's face, like hee hee ha ha, whatever.
Can we pause real quick? Can we talk about dating and having in the streets energy? Right? Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. That is a key thing on why a lot of y'all are single, male and female. Right. Mm-hmm. Because you when you're on a date, you don't have to give 1000% I'm ready for a boyfriend, girlfriend vibe. But you can't be out here being on dates with one person and thinking that you want to give them the impression that you out here. Right. What's understood doesn't need to be talked about. If I'm on a date with a woman, I'm not sitting here having a conversation of, "Yeah, man, because the other day I went on a date." No, just
that's so corny.
That's corny. That's corny.
That's the fastest way to make me like not like some people think that if I talk about the other dates or the other situations that I have going on, that's going to make this person fight harder for me. Not over here. Listen. Right. Not over here. I'm like, "Oh, damn. You know, you should probably go back on that date. Let me go ahead and close on my tab."
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Yeah, like, it's like, what was the point of saying that?
People think that, and I don't know if somewhere in someone's mind, like, that's a flex to talk about the number of people that you're dating. But like, for me, why would you want to flex on a person that you want to pursue a relationship with?
Or you
with?
Want to, yeah, you're flexing, trying to impress, like, that's not impressive. That's a weird
And why
flex.
Would you want to be with someone that's impressed by that? That's impressed right. by the number of people that you can entertain at a single time. Like,
or just the fact that other people want you. Like, look, I know you're attractive. That's why the fuck I'm here. You know I'm attractive. That's why the fuck you're here. In some way, shape, or form. We're not just talking about physically. Like, you are attracted to me. I'm sure we've had a conversation or two before said date. You are attracted mm-hmm. to me. You are interested. You don't have to prove that you get other bitches or other niggas. Because if I want you, I'm pretty sure somebody else wants you.
Word.
Nut shit.
Weirdos. But anyways, carrying on. The one other thing that I do see with this young man, Clay, is like, I do think there is a part of him, a large part of him, that does want to be in a committed relationship, because the way mm-hmm. that he turns into, and he even self-admits, into a literal baby, like, just like cuddled up, curled up, all up under this woman who's a foot shorter than you, just like melted up on her. I think there, you know, he's, and again, I think the part of that is tied to validation, but like, he is just somebody that needs both verbal and physical validation on a regular basis in order for him to feel any type of security whatsoever in himself. And that is a recipe for disaster in a relationship.
I was about to say, I agree. I honestly don't think that's going to last that long. I think there's going to be some issues in that, because she's like, one thing I can say is she had said something in the pods that I wish I could quote verbatim, but she alluded to the fact that she was talking to the girls and she was like, yeah, she says, do I entertain Clay? Because I know he gives me player vibes or blah, 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 blah. And just fall for the bullshit and hope that he's being sincere. She said that. And that's exactly what she did. She fell yeah. for the okie doke. Because
she fell for the familiar. And she said that, you know, Clay's the type of man that I've dated over and over. And then, bitch, what are you doing here?
Right.
Like, AD, like. Like, I rock with you, but like, why?
If Matthew was authentic, if he was authentic, if he only mm-hmm. said that one thing to that, you know, to her and made his intentions pure, I guarantee you she would have went with Matt. And I guarantee
yes.
she would, because I felt like she was feeling him more than Clay. And especially that comment about ass and titties, she was turned completely off.
We all were. And I think that honestly, like, that whole Matthew situation, it definitely threw her off, because like, that's what she was going for. She was going to find something different outside of her comfort zone, something that wasn't something that she was getting on during her normal dating experiences. But as soon as that happened with Matt and her vulnerability wasn't reciprocated in the ways that she needed it to be, she immediately went back to what was familiar and was just like, listen, if I'm going to get fucked over, I'm going to get fucked over by what I know.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. That's true. That's true.
Because nobody likes a sneak attack. Nobody likes. Because it's one thing when you can get
low key knows in the back of her mind this nigga is he's
you
he's
like you. It's different when you know that it's coming versus when you are completely taken off guard. When you are completely brokenhearted and you are taken off guard by that coming, that is a different level of hurt than you knew this nigga was a fuck nigga from the beginning. You were always somewhere in your body prepared for fucking nigga shit to pop up and for that to be, you know, what it is that you're dealing with. But when it comes and that you never expected it, I will lay you out flat.
Yeah, that's
for both
that's men and women.
No,
that's like a knockout blow, right? Like in boxing,
absolutely.
Right?
When it's you don't a sneak attack.
You know what's that group? Dungeon Family, the song called Watch for the Hook, nigga. You don't see it coming. That's one thing, you know, a lot of times when you, like, fellas, that's where I really want to hone in for a second. You oftentimes, I don't want to say talk yourself out of it, because that's not the word for this. What you do is, you're lying to yourself about who you really could be to this woman. Because you know you can't be, or you're not ready for it. Clay is a prime example of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the odd part is just that AD knows in the bottom of her heart, if this don't work out, I'm not surprised. It's just,
yeah,
I knew it. Like, you had that feeling. Your gut told you this, but you just wanted to give him a chance anyway. But man, when you appear like you that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Clay, he's not, like I said, he's not a bad guy. I just don't think he's fit for this show. He shouldn't have been on the show.
No, well,
actually,
he should
have been on the person for this show. If I got to compare him, he's like, what's that dude name from that Chicago season? The white Shane. He's Shane. Mm,
he's Shane. Shane's crazy now, though.
Yes. Well, because he was doing coke, it seems like. He was just.
Shane's Looney Tunes now.
But who's to say that Clay not Looney? No, he gives me sense.
He has sense, but he also gives me, like, I'll snap on you for something stupid, like eating my Cheetos or something like that. Like, he has that energy of just like, he doesn't have good control of his emotions. And he has shown that a few different times now that he doesn't have great emotional control.
He has to go to therapy. I don't feel like he doesn't give me therapy vibes.
He said that he's open to it.
Okay, so then that makes sense. Okay. That makes sense.
He's aware.
So it means he's never done it. That gives me.
Yes.
You know what? That's exactly who he is. He needs therapy. At least he acknowledges he wants to do it. But in the interim.
Yes, it's a rocky place to be. And AD, you know, I
power
hope
to you,
best
girl.
For you. Listen, because not me. Like, you listen. You got to come post therapy over here. Mm-hmm. Like, figure that out.
Or at least be knee-deep in therapy.
Like, just have better sense of yourself. I feel like he has no clue who he is.
That's fair. But, you know, and I think he's 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the turning point. That's when he starts to get it. So it seems like he's a fuckboy on the right path, but he's congressional.
Oh, congressional.
He's congressional. Congressional, if you're listening to this, this is you. This is what we used to say about you. But now Congressional got a girl.
Kevin, we love you.
Yeah, he got a girlfriend now. And like
I'm so proud of him.
And
if there was ever somebody to be proud of, it is Congressional.
He is you know what? I'm going to give him Roots Picnic tickets. He has to come with us.
He's got to
come with us. Yeah, I'm going to hit him up. I'm like, man, give you some Roots Picnic tickets. Come fuck with us for a week.
Slide through.
Yeah, I would love to see him at Wristbands Only. Yeah.
You know what? If you told him about it early enough, he would slide down.
I agree. All right.
But anyways, moving on. So we've talked through them. That's that couple. Next love triangle. Well, really, it's a love quartet. Is between Chelsea, Trevor, and then Jimmy. And what was the other girl's name? Jessica? Was it Jessica?
I think it was Jessica. Some white shit, though.
It was definitely some white shit. It was definitely a J, because he said that name.
It's white drama, y'all.
This one is completely white drama, which, I mean, is just as messy as the nigga drama.
I think it's more.
So this one's a little juicy. So let's start first with Chelsea and Trevor. So Chelsea's a flight attendant. She's about 30 years old. She's previously been married and is now divorced. And she is on this show, of course, looking for love. Trevor, I'm not sure how old he is, but he is a very tall, stocky man with a mullet.
Yes. And I think he was 30.
I think, yeah, he's probably 30 as well. And he pursues Chelsea in a way that is very pure to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that most women, when they think of their person pursuing them, they think of him. And it was a lot had to do because it was just so pure. Like, he never had it in his mind that there was anybody else besides Chelsea, and he never had it in his mind that she was ever going to leave with anybody else besides him. On the flip side, you know, we have Jimmy, who is also dating Chelsea, and then is also dating another young lady named Jessica. Mm-hmm. Now, Jessica and Jimmy, they really start out strong. Their connection starts super strong. However, Jessica reveals that she's a mom to a 10-year-old. And you can kind of see in that moment that Jimmy steps back a little bit.
Yep.
He's definitely still interested in Jessica, but with him being 27, Jessica being 29, and having a 10-year-old, mm-hmm. you can definitely see him retreat away a bit from their initial connection. He does continue to date her. They continue to have conversations. Jessica makes it very apparent that she is all about Jimmy. She puts all of her eggs in that basket, letting him know her feelings. Gives him a letter that she wrote to her future husband years ago. Like she's giving it all. She's leaving nothing on the table. She's also aware that he is dating Chelsea, but in her mind, similar to Trevor's mind, you know, that's her person. She's going to go hard for that person. It works out where Jimmy ends up choosing Chelsea and Chelsea chooses Jimmy, leaving both Trevor and Jessica on the outs. Now, I will say, Jessica read Jimmy for fucking filth and told the truth, because Jessica's beautiful. She's gorgeous. And she told him that when you see me, you are going to choke.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that when he does, in fact, see her, especially because he was surprised by Chelsea's appearance, that he will, in fact, choke. Trevor, I felt so bad for, because, again, he was very pure in his pursuit of Chelsea. Again, he was also aware that she was dating Jimmy. He even befriended Jimmy and was just like, yo, best man wins. But in his mind, he was the best man. And in real life, if you watch the show, he is the best man, because Jimmy got fuckboy vibes too. And he shows it in part during the honeymoon. Or pre-honeymoon, whatever that vacation shit is.
Here's my analysis on them. And you were dead right, pretty much everything, you know. Trevor was a breath of fresh air. Trevor is going to make a woman. He's going to get a lot of DMs. When my man Matthew was talking about national TV, we ain't talking about you, nigga. White women are going to find Trevor. He was a pure, kind, genuine soul. The other guy, like, first of all, let's talk about dating with kids.
Yeah.
That is something I believe you should say in the first conversation.
Very first?
Like, okay, and then, okay, between the first conversation and the first date, I should know you have a kid. Like, the first conversation and after the first date, I should know you have a child.
So the way that it went down between Jessica and Jimmy is the very first conversation, you know, she was feeling him out, getting to know him, and she wanted him to have a general sense of who she was. So I can't remember if it was the second or third conversation, but it was shortly thereafter. It didn't go on too long, but she wanted for him to at least know her before he knew that she was a mother, which I get that, right? Like, because you want to be judged for yourself. Because I mean, like, you're a mom forever, but you're an active mother for the first 18 years. I get that for him, that, you know, this is something that is supposed to end in marriage, then that would also automatically make him a stepfather. Yes. So yes, I think it needs to be said very early on. I don't know if first conversation is that space.
I'm cool
though.
With that too. I'm just saying, for me, you also got to remember how early they're talking, right? This whole thing transpires in a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was no way that he was going to leave the pods without knowing that. But I do think he should know that. Like, once she realized, okay, I want to have another conversation with this guy, that's mm-hmm. when we need to have that conversation. Just because being a stepfather is not for the weak. Mm-mm. And everybody doesn't want to do that immediately. Like, that's fair.
And then And my thing, but if that, because for me, I'm on that boat, right? I'm not really too interested in being a stepmom, right? It's not. I don't know if that's my ministry. I love kids too much. I would never let that child go. So for me, that's a question that I ask early on. I don't wait for someone to tell me that. I ask that question early on because I know that it's not something that I'm really ready for at this moment. And for Jimmy, I mean, he may have assumed because, oh, this is this show or whatever the case may be, that, you know, I can bring on single moms or single dads, which is also, I don't know why you'd feel that way, because in the past there have been single moms and dads.
Yep.
So if that is like a hard line in the sand for you, my mans, why wasn't it, what's your name? Do you have children?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you know what? You know.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm pretty sure they asked that question before you come on the show.
Yeah.
They asked that question because, you know, I got friends that's been on the show before. And yes, they do ask that question. Are you open to somebody having a child or not having a child? It does make you pause depending on who you are, right? Like, because it's like, it is a lot. Being a step parent now, especially it's in women's, it more so works in favor of women than men, only because women normally times they're usually the primary caregiver. It's very rare that the man has full custody, right, in a split situation. I'm not saying guys, you don't have, you know, there's not guys who have full custody. Mo has full custody, you know what I'm saying? But you can't have, you know, everybody, you know, more times than not, the woman has full custody. And if that's the case, now you're in a situation where
you're constantly around that child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But overall, I think that was weird to me. That was weird. Mm-hmm. That was weird. And we're going to find out about them very, 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 very soon.
I think for both of them, they both made that choice out of fear. If that's my honest opinion, is Jimmy chose Chelsea because he was apprehensive about being a step parent.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea chose Jimmy because Trevor was almost too pure to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, Jimmy's giving a little bit of you know, he already made me, you know, cry a little bit when I told him I was divorced and he didn't have the best response. So I'm going to go towards, again, what's familiar, even though I'm on this show to supposedly find what's different. I'm going to go find, what's the same thing. And I mean, and this isn't anything that's new, because even outside of the show, all of us do the same thing in our own dating lives. We keep dating the same people in different skin and wondering why we're not getting different outcomes. I'm also speaking to myself, not just to anybody else. I'm no different. I'm no better. But eventually you have to get out of your own way and you have to identify the things in people that make you feel comfortable in disappointment and go away from that. Because like you'll be knowing early that this person is going to be a disappointment. But because you already know that, you know what it's going to turn out and what it's going to be, that familiarity, it gives you an opportunity to prepare for it. As opposed to, again, being completely vulnerable with somebody who you don't know the outcome will be. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you're going to fly or fall flat on your ass. And I get it. It is scary. That is a scary choice. And it's even, it's It's even more scary when you're in it because you're making choices you wouldn't normally make because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. So part of you is trying to turn into it and to have the best experience, and the other part of you is trying to protect yourself so that if you do fall on your ass, it doesn't hurt so bad. But all of us are out here talking about, I want it to be me and somebody's son, but you ain't trying to take me and somebody's son chances.
That
Also,
part,
talking to
that part.
me.
So it's basically her and AD did the same thing, just in different ways.
Absolutely.
That's fair.
Yeah, and it's just a mirror of what it is that we do. Everybody does, most people do, in our normal dating lives. Then the last couple that I'll talk about is our salt and pepper.
So
Kenneth and
that's a good
Brittany.
name for him.
Kenneth and Brittany. So Kenneth is a 25-year-old middle school principal. He's a very tall, stocky black man. Brittany is a 24-year-old, I believe she's a teacher. Petite white woman. Also, keep in mind this is taking place in North Carolina. So these are some country people too.
They're from Charlotte, or they're in the
They're from
Charlotte area.
Charlotte, the Charlotte area. Traditionally, Kenneth, whatever his name is, he only dates black women. So this is his first white woman. Same thing for Brittany. She typically only dates white men, and this is her first black man. You know, they fall in love with their love of God and just how they want to go about their life in a more traditional order. That's kind of where their commonalities are, and they fall in love based off of that. You know, they meet, they're attracted to each other, all that good jazz. But something interesting is that when they go on the vacation, Kenneth runs into AD and Clayton, who are the black couple that are on this season. And, he's bigging them up, saying, oh, black love, this and that, all of that good jazz. Then AD goes on to have a conversation with Kenneth, asking him if he's really thought about some of those things that are going to come up once they're outside of this like bubble that they're in right now. Primarily being that, they're an interracial couple, that if and when they get married, they're going to have children and they're going to have black children. Is she prepared to raise black children? And then overall, just dealing with what you're going to deal with when you are a black man dating a white woman, and how that looks and how that presents to other people and the comments that are going to come. Like, if he was at all prepared for any of these things. And he's just simply not. And I think that when it gets into the reality of actually navigating through an interracial relationship and those times where he'll need to be understood, and she won't be able to understand them because their cultures are so different. And, she had that, almost a I don't see color type of response when talking about being in an interracial relationship, which you do, in fact, need to see your husband's skin color. For any white woman that's listening to this that dates a black man, you being colorblind is not an asset. It is a liability. Because you will never be able to see ahead to any potential dangers coming towards your man because you're colorblind. And that is part of the superpower of a black woman, is being able to see those dangers ahead of our men because we are not colorblind. Don't say that as a flex. It's not. That's why we look at you crazy when you say that. Stop saying that. Stop being that way.
I'm with that, and on his side, I'll give him some credit. He didn't bash black women, and when he said that he didn't go in there and say, I'm tired of dating black women. He just happened to fall in love with a
Word.
white girl. He wasn't that guy who was looking for a white girl. He just found one. And
Right.
much respect to that. But yeah, buddy, you gotta have, and I think that's probably part of their ignorance in this interracial dating, is neither one of them really know how to navigate that. But you guys definitely need to have that conversation, and you definitely need to understand and realize, like, yeah, and you're a nationally known interracial couple. Be prepared for that, because I bet Lauren, even though her and her husband are thriving and blah 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 blah, there's still black people out here who
Oh,
feel
they
like,
went through it.
yeah.
And I mean, and I don't know if their connection, from what I've seen thus far, because who knows? I don't know these people. And again, this is also another disclaimer. I don't know these people. I don't claim to know these people. I am just judging what I see on the show, period. I don't know them. I'm not passing judgment on them as a person. Mm-hmm. I am talking about the character that is being portrayed on this show. That is it. A, B. See you later on anything else. But from what I've seen on the connections been presented thus far, what was shown between Lauren and Cameron and what's being shown now between Kenneth and Brittany, I don't know if it's that same level of
chemistry
or just connectivity either. It just that
I don't see I don't, it. No. They don't give me those vibes. No.
There was a je ne sais quoi about Lauren and Cameron.
It just felt genuine. It felt yeah. You felt it. You felt it through the screen. Through the screen with them.
No.
I definitely don't have it. It's just, yeah. I don't see it.
It's not there yet. We don't see it yet. It hasn't been shown yet. And whereas there definitely is Lauren love Cameron, there.
It was immediate.
Undeniable. It was undeniable. And for anybody that has ever been in love or even witnessed love for themselves, to be able to see the two of them and how they connected, you couldn't be mad. You couldn't be mad.
No, that's why she didn't really face no. Again, she was just like my man. The only thing is she was just a little bit more aware than he was.
Yes. She was aware and she began to prepare Cameron accordingly. Early. He never went into it with the whole thing, like, I'm colorblind. This is, you know, that's the only thing that should matter. Yeah, it is the only thing that should matter, but that's not the world we live in.
Right.
So you got to come back down to the world that we live in and live in that world with him and know it's going to be different from yours.
I agree.
Because when your racist uncle says a joke, you can't just say now, oh, that's Uncle Johnny.
No, it ain't.
That's not Uncle Johnny anymore.
No, that's racist Uncle Johnny.
That's I can't fuck with you anymore, Uncle Johnny.
Yeah, real rap, like, though.
Is your love strong enough to cut off family members? To cut off family members?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Not saying it's not there, but I haven't seen it yet.
I feel you. Well,
there was something we were talking about earlier that we were going to talk about today. It was like related. You remember? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I just know that I got to get ready to go to this damn appointment and I better not be late.
You better not.
So what I want a final thought with this is more so like this one thing that we like about watching Love is Blind is it's showing us what to do sometimes when it comes to dating and what not to do. You see this. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of different scenarios and we gave it to you and how it relates to some maybe your life or our lives. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what I got.
Yeah. I mean, Love is Blind is like a Love is Blind from the guilty pleasure. It's like the, you know, the less toxic version of like Love and Hip Hop and like all that other type of reality bullshit that we watch. And it does. It does show a lot of the mistakes that we make in dating. And hopefully, while it is entertainment and it is just here to make for shits and giggles and for us to laugh, hopefully there are things that you see about yourself and some of the people who are, you know, displaying themselves for everybody to see. And it helps you to self-reflect and to maybe not make those same mistakes that they're making very publicly.
I totally agree. All right, well, make sure y'all get y'all Love is Blind tickets. No, I'm playing. Get your wristbands only tickets. You can see the person.
And remember, you got to hit me up in my inbox at BiancaMoss617 and say, hey, Bianca, trying to go into wristbands. First 10 people, you get a ticket on me.
She got you. And yeah, and get a sweatsuit. Link in the bio. Link in the description. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.